you know that? The culture there is, the ethics behind that are, sit back and be thoughtful with some of our highlighted interviews on Moncrief. Now, a group of third level students have been given the task of giving an injured turtle her life back. Sally the loggerhead turtle was rescued in Kerry last week, but Sally only has one fin. On the line is marine biologist Kevin Flannery. Good afternoon, Kevin.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, a loggerhead turtle, could you describe for us what that is? And I take it this is fairly unusual for our waters.
It's fairly unusual. We do tend to get one or two of them after winter storms, but not this time of the year. But they are native to the very tropical waters of the Gulf of Mexico and around the Canary Islands. Some parts of the Mediterranean have them, but they like them because they're marine reptiles and they'll have to have very warm water. Basically, they have to have 23 degrees internal before they can start moving like any reptile. They need warm sunshine and they need warm water to move in. And basically, when they get pushed into our waters, it's because they're either injured, damaged, can't swim back, or they're very, very young. And when we get them, we usually keep them in the aquarium in Dingle or up in Porto Ferry, and then we rehabilitate them and get them back to the Canaries, if at all possible.
So poor old Sally is here not because she fancied visiting Ireland on her holidays, but she was attacked by a shark, as far as you can tell.
She was attacked by a shark, to the best of our knowledge. Looking at her, the carapace, that's the shell on the back, was damaged. The front flipper, the left-hand flipper, is gone completely, and there's eye damage as well. And basically, she was swimming around in circles, vulnerable to the wind and tide, which was prevailing winds of the southwesterly, and pushed up into Irish waters, which are much too cold. And she was sunbathing in Barrow, just under 3 or 4 feet of water, under the extremely fine weather we had last week, when the divers seen her. And they seen that she was disabled, and fair due to them, they went back out, they rang me, and they picked her up, and now we've got her into warm water, we've got her feeding, and we've got her veterinary analysis, and we've treated her with antibiotics and saline solution, because basically, would you believe it, after coming out of the big briny ocean, they do need a saline solution to bring him back to life.
She's lucky to be alive then.
Absolutely. I cannot believe that she overwintered the whole Atlantic and got this far into Irish waters and survived this long. Because usually they would die because, as I say, the cold, they're unable to move, she's unable to feed, and would obviously starve to death and die of hypothermia.
Now, even if you get her back to the whole of her health, one fin isn't much use to you. So you're trying to get her another one.
Yeah, we're trying to get it done. We got the veterinary analysis done the last day, and look, they say they can put prosthetic limbs on dogs, and they've done it for dolphins, and they've done it for everything else, and we put out the suggestion as the possibilities of one of the Institute of Technology or one of the scientific bodies or somebody who come up with a fin that could be attached to it, and maybe the veterinary college or some veterinary people could attach it and give it a fighting chance that it would be able to swim in a straight line and head for the Canaries if we get it back there.
Has anyone taken you up on your offer yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, hopefully, perhaps somebody listening.
And the PR from your show, we're hopeful that there's strong possibilities we might get somebody to come back to us.
And in previous cases where loggerhead turtles have strayed this far, is it just a matter of putting them back in the sea and they make their way home?
Oh, God, no. We've got to get them out of the water straight away because our waters are much too cold. So we've got to get the sea temperature up. We get the temperature up by 1-2 degrees per day, get them heated up to 23 degrees. And once they're up to that stage, they're then capable of eating and feeding. And then we maintain them at that and increase their weight, make sure they're healthy. And then the Naval Service have been kindly, because through their humanitarian efforts off of the coast of Libya, they have carried a few down for us and released them off of the before they turn in for Gibraltar.
Ah, right.
You
don't hear about that aspect of something the Naval Service does.
No.
So for Sally, I mean, can she stay, while hopefully people are trying to figure out how to give her a new fin, and there might be a certain amount of trial and error there, can she remain with you indefinitely until that's figured out?
She can. Well, basically what we do is in conjunction with Parks and Wildlife, with the wildlife section there, and also with CITES, which is the Convention for the International Trade of Endangered Species, which she is one of. They allow us to keep them if they're unable to survive in the wild. Now, as I say, they have done prosthesis with what they call pet animals. Haven't done it with wild animals, but we're hopeful because it's basically just to attach a front fin and our front flipper, and then see if it can maintain itself on a straight line.
Yeah,
but it's the best we can do. If not, otherwise we will try and give it a good life somewhere.
Yeah, but she only has one eye, which she'd be at something of a disadvantage anyway.
As a disadvantage, a major disadvantage, like she's basically going around in circles at this stage and vulnerable to wind and tide, and therefore will be susceptible to everything else from predatory to hypothermia to everything.
And is it true that the loggerhead turtle is one of those creatures that use the planet's magnetic field to navigate?
No doubt. We don't know the exact ins and outs of it yet, but we know that they hatch out, the young hatch out in, we'll say, in the Gulf of Mexico. They make their way out into, but they use light, because we're now finding that people who have built condominiums or light our houses adjacent to the beaches, they tend to head for the light. So when they hatch out at night, maybe it's through the pull of the moon or the light of the moon, but now they're getting confused and they're crossing roads and heading for lights. And this is one of the big problems we have in their areas where they're hatching, so especially in Greece and in Europe, where they have no major control over the beaches there when the hatchlings come out. But in saying that, the probability that they're using the moon and probably the effect, the magnetic effect, is without a doubt, because some of the other greater ones we've had up here, the leatherbacks, the giant leatherbacks and stuff, they have been tagged, and we've seen them all the way down to Senegal, all the way across to Brazil, up to Canada, up to Iceland and back down again. They basically are feeding on jellyfish, and jellyfish is what they survive on because they're able to catch them quite slowly. But the big problem is they can't distinguish, Sean, between the jellyfish and the plastic.
Right, so if anyone's listening and they're thinking, I can make a flipper for that turtle, please, you can get in contact with us, or you can get in contact with Kevin Flannery at Dingle Ocean World. Kevin, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Best of luck with finding what Sally needs to get on with her life. We're going to take a break after that, so you think you're an adult.
More interviews to make you go, on Moncrief, weekdays from 2 p.m.